It's Cuz's Corner with 97.5's Anthony Gargano live from the all-new Sportsbook at Parks Casino in Bensalem. Don't forget, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app is now live in PA. Now, it's the Cuz, Anthony Gargano on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, good evening, everybody. Well, a happy, happy Thursday night. It's Cuz's Corner live from the fabulous Parks Casino Sportsbook. The great $10 million Parks Casino Sports. I love this place, man. I was watching baseball early on. It's awesome. Football Saturdays are ridiculous. You got to get here to check it out. It's for someone like me who's a geek, it's a sports oasis. So you got to check it out. It's a lot of fun, a lot of good stuff. Don't forget, if you can't get to the Parks Casino Sportsbook, go to parkscasino.com/PA and open up your online account. That's right. If you're in Pennsylvania, you can go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN, and you get a $500 free bet. All right, so tonight, the special guest will be Mike Garofolo from the NFL Network. So I got this Jalen Ramsey thing that I can't shake. I keep thinking about it. And in case you missed it, I know Mikey talked about it, but Peter King had a story out, and he had the four landing spots for Jalen Ramsey, and he had the Eagles as the number one landing spot. And that says something, because look, I know Peter King. I know how that game works with reporters, and I buy it. I think there's something there that's beyond smoke. I think it's for real. And so he says, Jalen Ramsey says he's not going to be a Jaguar after tonight. Like, he'll play tonight, and then by Sunday he'll be somewhere else. And whew, if he's in Philadelphia, man, that's a game changer. That's an utter game changer. Get health. But I love Howie's mentality. Howie's a guy that's going to make stuff happen. He's always going to be in on the way to improve this team. Look at it. Like, we've been through this before. And you know how it works. You're in. You're among the teams that have a shot. And if you got a shot, you got to do whatever you can to get real players. And Jalen Ramsey is a player. I don't care about locker room, and I don't care about culture, because the two things. One, I think Jalen Ramsey's a competitor. I think he is a boisterous guy based on his will to compete. Look. You know, let's be real here, man. He's a great player. He's probably the best cornerback in the league, but he's got a lot of pride. So he's prideful, and he's boisterous, and he's going to talk junk, and he's going to be a guy that's going to be high maintenance. But I don't think he is a crumb bum. I don't think he is some one of these Antonio Brown types in that sense. Give me Jalen Ramsey all day long. And they have the culture in that locker room. Malcolm Jenkins. You can tell me Jalen Ramsey comes here, he's not going to respect Malcolm Jenkins or Fletcher Cox? Come on. The minute he walks in the locker room, he's going, I respect it. I do remember that GQ article that came out a year ago, and he talked about all the quarterbacks, and he talked about how much he loved Carson Wentz. And he ripped a lot of quarterbacks, including Sam Darnold. So I'm in on Jalen Ramsey, and I think I keep anxiously kind of awaiting for news. So we'll talk to Mikey, and we'll get the national kind of stand, the view on the Eagles, Jalen Ramsey, some of the injuries, and that sort of thing. We are on till 6:48 tonight, so I want to try to get as many people as I can. We have Flyer Hockey, Flyers Bruins right on the station, but I want to open up the phone lines real quick and go to Bilal. My man Bilal, South Philly. Got to get a start with him. What's up, Bilal?
Oh, man. I'm just thankful to be able to call. This is my first time calling you on here. I'm at work or I got rehearsal. But I'm like, yo, because Thursdays is tight for me. But, man, it's good to hear you.
You know I love you, brother.
But you know, you're my man. Hey, cuz, this is what you should do for all those people that call in with the evil negativity. I love your that little spot you got where you be like, pump your ass. That's what you should do. Every time they come in with that little bull crap, push that button and say, pump your ass. That's what they need to do, man. For real. Like, I mean, come on, man. He ain't have the team lost a wide receiver. They lost a tight end. The 12-pack they were going to use, they couldn't use. Okay, the coach couldn't get on the fly. But we already know the coach can't get on the fly. We already know that. It ain't something, that's not nothing new to us. We already realize, we've been talking about it this whole time. Frank Reich. So we already know. But still, he brought us a championship. So we got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Let him make it happen. And just go with the flow, man. Just tell everybody, man, pump your ass, man.
Pump your ass! There you go, brother. There you go, Bilal.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny because my takeaway was similar. Like, you know, think about this for a second. And it was a great, like, you love football. It was a great football game. It really was.
Yeah, it was.
It's a shame they lost, and for that matter. But look, it was a great football game. And if Aguilar catches the dime in his breadbasket,
they win the game.
Like,
it's
a whole different
ball game.
Right? It's legit.
Let me tell you something before I forget.
Yeah.
Now, all right, say we get Ramsey, right? Because you know, he already got some stuff he said about people. I know he said he liked Wentz. He ain't going to come in here and disrupt our chemistry, is he, man?
Nah.
Yo, let me listen to what you got.
I don't think so.
Yo, I'm glad I got a chance to call. You know you're my man. Love you, cuz.
Love you, Bilal. Thank you, brother. It was a pleasure. No, I don't think he's. I don't think he does that. You want to call me naive? All right. I don't believe it. I don't believe he does that. I think he comes in and he balls out. First of all, he's a baller. The dude can play. Ray, in Levittown, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Ray.
Yo,
Ray.
I can't take much more. You get Ramsey with almost whatever it takes. Although I wouldn't give up. Somebody said 2-1 and Goddard. I wouldn't give that for him. But I would have to think long and hard about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they would want Sidney Jones back, but whatever.
Some of the things I've heard people say on, you know me, we know each other pretty much.
Yeah, but
I'm all over the place sometimes. I got to listen to other radio stations. Some of the things people are saying, if I was Carson, I'd be like, you know what, here's all your money back. I'm going to go somewhere else because you people don't deserve me. Some guy called, the first and second caller on Mike yesterday said, yeah, after that chest bump, he was out for 3 plays. A chest bump?
Somebody said that? I missed that. Yeah. I was listening to Mikey, I missed that.
I'll tell you what. I'm 54 years old. I don't even know who the guy is. Let me give you that chest bump and see if you're at work the next day. Because if you are, I'll give you my week's check. You know what I mean?
No. He took that was a shot.
That was an incredible shot.
Yeah.
And by the way, he finished the game. Well, maybe they missed practice yesterday because Carson's hurt. Really? If I'm not mistaken, that happened in the first half, and he played an unbelievable second half. In which he had 3 chances to win the game, and they were ruined by the receivers, really. I mean, I hate to play it on earth because that was kind of a rough thing, but that Aguilar thing, how do you not catch that ball?
Ray, the ball, it's a dime. Like, dude, he did everything but place it in
the game. The only thing I could say is
he peaked at the safety. Let's be real. He peaked at the safety. I mean, it was a Pinkston job.
Yeah. That's exactly what he did because of that hit he took earlier. A lot of guys would have caught that one in the end zone earlier in the game, and then we wouldn't be having this conversation either.
I know,
but I mean, just I heard somebody.
I'm always listening to Mikey, but I didn't hear that caller.
It was like the first or second. Well, in 3 o'clock hour, the dummies come out on his show for some reason.
That's because they're left over from my show.
The Rodriguez guy called and said, well, he still hasn't proven he can win a clutch game. Yes, he did 3 times on Sunday. They just didn't catch the damn ball.
Whatever. I mean, listen, here's the beauty. The beauty of this whole thing, though, is the Eagles, they engender this kind of conversation, which, by the way, is fun. I mean, all the people's crazy, like that one guy, chest bump and all. That's all fun. Like, it's all part of this whole thing. It's all, that's the beauty. Ray, I got to run, man. Great talking to you, brother. You know that.
All right, brother.
See you, buddy. No, it's the beauty of talking football. Like, I love the, I love when people, craziness, crazy as crazy can be. It's, you know what? It's a blast, man. That's what makes football so great, is that we can have these conversations that are, you know, and some people are out there, but it's freaking awesome. All right, we're going to come back. Mike Garafolo, NFL Network, will join us. Then we'll open back the phones up, and we'll get back to you. We got lots to do. It's Cousins Corner, live from Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, 618 Live, Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. All right, next guest is the man. He's all over the league. He, with all this stuff going on with Jaden Ramsey, I'm saving Mikey for Thursday night, Cuz's Corner. Little Cuz, it's my main man, killing it on the NFL Network. Mike Garafolo. Mikey!
What's up, big guy? Actually, here, yeah, my source is texting me. What are you hearing on Ramsey? Literally, as you're putting me on the phone. That's not good. That's not good when your source is asking you what you're hearing.
I it's funny because it is interesting. He's sought after. There's a couple teams that are hot after him too that would love him. What's your read up to date?
I would say, if 31 other teams didn't call, it's maybe 30. Yeah. The question is separating the haves from the have-nots. And for your audience, mostly, the questions are going to be about the Eagles' interest. So here's the problem with Howie. Howie's involved in everything.
Yeah, he is.
So
yeah.
It's like when something happens, you go, oh, the Eagles are in it. No kidding. The Eagles are in it. I'm shocked. I'm floored. So you got to separate, is it real interest or is it just Howie checking on everything because Howie checks on everything? I would say the legwork that I understand that they've done to this point leads me to believe that it's serious. The problem is the asking price. Who's the first one that's really going to knock the Jaguars' socks off here? I'd be surprised if Howie parted with two first-round picks. I could see maybe another team doing it. I mean, especially if it's the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because
yeah, look, I could totally see that.
Yeah. We know it's going to be a late one. This is right. why it drives me nuts. Oh, team wants two first-round picks. Well, if it's the Chiefs or the Patriots, yeah, they want more than, because the one is practically a two.
Right.
But the Dolphins called and said you could have our one.
Right. That's a different story. Right.
Done deal. Yeah. Where do we sign? You know? So I don't put a standard like, hey, it's everybody knows where these picks are gonna fall. Now look, there could be some gray area. There's some gray area with the Steelers. I mean, they think it's still gonna be a mid to late round first round pick, but other teams are saying, well, they lost Roethlisberger. Hell, this could be a top 10 pick.
You know what? They like Mason Rudolph.
Right. No. I know.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is the Steelers say, well, this is still going to be a pick that's not going to be as up. Whereas the Dolphins think, well, maybe we got ourselves a good one. You know, and so a lot of times it's eye of the beholder type stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
And look, the Eagles are so banged up right now that it's not out of the realm of possibilities that they could string together a few losses here. And all of a sudden we're having a conversation about whether even they're going to make the playoffs. So, you know, if you're Jacksonville, you're looking at that and say, hey, there might be some value in their first-round pick, maybe more so than they think there's going to be. So, I don't know. I just, the long story short, the Eagles have definitely done enough work on Jalen Ramsey, because the other thing that teams are trying to figure out, and I believe the Eagles are one of these teams, Is he a bad guy? Or is he just frustrated by the fact that they are losing? And if he's on a team that's winning, he'll fold in nicely and he'll have a good attitude.
See, I did hear that he is a competitive dude. Like that he is boisterous and prideful and, yeah, we know, GQs and all this other stuff. But that it's all born out being a, like a highly competitive A-list, A-type personality, A-type kind of guy.
It is.
So it's not, there's a difference between the high maintenance competitive guy and the virus.
Right. Yeah. Because, hey, T.O. is competitive.
Right.
There's the downside to that.
Yeah.
So,
he was also insane, but yeah, I agree.
Jalen's nuts too, though, dude.
Yeah.
I'm not diagnosing him.
Right.
I'm just telling you, I was talking to a Jaguar source last night and said, you know, the problem is when a guy like this is a little nuts, I mean, that was his words.
Yeah.
And makes up his mind and decides that this is what he wants, there's no talking him back. So they think it's, because the other thing was, you know, even people in his camp were saying, well, I could see a situation where they don't trade him and they try to get him. And the people I've talked to within the building in Jacksonville think that, no, there's just inevitable. It's just when it's going to happen and for how much. And let me just talk about that building in general.
Sure.
Because somebody, and I can't remember who it was, but somebody phrased it perfectly for me. They said that locker room is filled with a bunch of front runners, and that's got a negative connotation to it, and there is a negative. But the positive in it is that when they're playing at their best, no team can outswag them. They can go up to Foxborough in the AFC Championship and think that they're going to win the game, and probably should have won that game.
Yeah.
But the downside to it is when it turns, it goes really bad really quickly. And Jalen Ramsey is at the top of the list of guys that I have heard that are in that department where it's just out of control. It's Ramsey. Unique Ngakoue is like that. Kelvin Smith, who's actually not there anymore, the linebacker, he's off this year, taking a sabbatical. He was like that. And so that's what you don't want. And that's what you're seeing right now. And that's when it starts to get out of control. But if it's going well and the guy's playing how he wants to play, which is man-on-man coverage, which I do wonder how that would work in Jim Schwartz's scheme, but that's for a later date. Man coverage, locking up a guy, traveling with a receiver, and just being that number one guy on a winning team, I think you got yourself a fantastic player.
Yeah, and you know, and it is interesting because, you know, when we talk about the scheme, but, like, you know, you're handed a player like him and you're a defensive coordinator, and you've had to deal with what Jim Schwartz has had to deal with on the back end. You make it work.
You make it work, right? Yeah, that's why I said it's for a later date.
Yeah,
if and when it happens,
right?
Then we'll figure out. Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Don't worry. We're gonna make this work. And the other thing, and I talked about this today, we came into the season thinking that their defensive front was going to be their strength and one of the best in the league. And the injuries are suddenly chipping away at that. And Fletcher Cox is still playing well, but has admittedly not in top shape because he's still working his way back into top form. Well, your defensive front can cover up your deficiencies on the back end. Your deficiencies on the back end can also help your front as well.
Yeah,
it can cover
exactly.
Longer and allow you to get home. So if they make the move, not just for the long haul, but even for this season, it makes total sense.
It does. And look, you just know how valuable that position is. And, you know, I got no business. I remember years ago, you know, I've talked about this many times, but I remember years ago sitting with Andy and Andy Reid always said, like, you know, listen, I put my money in, you know, ends, corners, and obviously the quarterback. But it's the shell philosophy where, you know, you ends and corners, man. I got to get up the field, and I need guys that can stop. And that's what this league is. They're just at such a – there's such a dearth of great ones that when you got a guy like him, you know, you almost need to play ball with him.
Well, think about how things changed when they had that draft where they took – Lito Shepard and Sheldon Brown 1-2.
Yeah.
And those guys were not the top corners in the league.
Right.
But they played together and they played well enough for a number of years that all of a sudden that defense had a completely different look.
Yeah.
So, and they had I mean, Hugh was rushing the passer. They had guys up front.
They even took Michael Lewis in that draft to play safety.
They did. Michael, 1, 2, 3. Their defensive. And again, all guys that had decent careers. Nothing really to write home about or write the canton about. But, you know, I agree with that philosophy. And, you know, the Eagles made a gamble on Ronald Darby here, but it's a 1-year gamble. It's not like you're locked into anybody for the long term. When this first happened, when they first asked for their release in Jacksonville, I say they, Jalen and his agent, the first team that popped into my head was the Eagles. And I'm like, that would just make complete sense.
It does. And the other team is the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because they need defensive back help, and it makes perfect sense for them. Now, with the Eagles, let's talk about the rash of injuries. And we're talking to Mike Garofalo. NFL Network kills it every day. What are you hearing on the MASH unit? I mean, obviously, you know, to lose DeSean Jackson and Alshon, I mean, and Goddard, I mean, that was a feather in their cap that, you know, they were a drop pass from Aguilar winning that game.
Yeah, And by the way, I thought one of the better signs was he came back after that drop and made plays, which is a great sign considering what the kid's been through. I'm leaving there. I'm driving the Turnpike North. I was just down there today, and it's just amazing the conversation that I had with the kid. He's not a kid anymore. He's the elder statesman this week.
That's right. Next to J.J. Arthego Whiteside and Matt Collins. That's right. Yeah. Aguilar.
And he was talking about, because I said, well, what really made you? Because you're a different guy. I can see the way you talk. And, you know, that happens on Sunday night. It's a little blip and you're right by it. He said it comes with time and it comes with play. And he goes, and by the way, it comes with a thing called the Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, I guess that helps you. It helps you a little bit. When you play on that stage, it doesn't get any bigger than that. That helps you going forward.
Yeah.
So, anyway, back to your question. I think the way that I phrased it today was if Alshon and DeSean are both on the field for the Week 5 game against the Jets, so 3 games from now, if both of them are on the field for that game, I think the Eagles have to consider themselves extremely lucky, because I gather that both of these deals could be more than just a couple of weeks. And you definitely don't want, with Alshon, a calf thing, you know, aggravating it.
We saw the KD, the Kevin Garnett, you know, Kevin Garnett.
I didn't want to go
Kevin
there.
Durant. I mean, I mean, you know, that's the first thing I think of, you know, is
his weakness in Achilles. I didn't want to go there, without bringing in the A word, Achilles, it just the calf strain itself. If it keeps tearing and it doesn't heal, and now all of a sudden it's late November and he's still dealing with it, you know, you don't want that. And with DeSean,
And I worried more about DeSean in this sense. He makes that whole offense because of where the safety has to be with him.
Yeah, and that's what they needed last year, and we knew that in some form or fashion they were going to get it. And they did by bringing him back. With his deal, sometimes it's termed a groin, sometimes it's termed an abdomen. And when those two terms start getting interchangeably, you know where it is. It's lower abdomen, high groin. It's sports hernia.
Yeah.
Section, which we don't even call it a sports hernia anymore, but everybody knows that that's something that you gotta see how it heals. And a lot of times, even without surgery, that takes a couple of weeks for that to get done. So, a quick twitch guy as well. You want to be careful with that. So,
Is it better? Did you talk to him about the surgery? Is it better just to go in and get it done, knowing that, you know, listen, you're better off being on the sidelines for 6 weeks, 7 weeks, where you can come back and not have to, you know, not worry about it lingering, and then all of a sudden you have to have the surgery?
Well, William Myers, if you're listening, and folks, if you don't know who William Myers is,
preeminent doctor.
He's the core muscle surgeon, the one that Eric Fisher, the Chiefs left tackle, was in Philly this week to get the surgery done. Yeah. Everybody comes to
right
see
down
Myers
in Navy Yard, baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. he would tell you in a lot of cases that surgery is bad. Everybody, every time I hear from an agent, oh, my guy's going to see Myers, you know what that means. He's going to recommend surgery, and a lot of times that's what happens. He would say that in a lot of cases, yeah, get the surgery done. I don't know. I haven't read Deshaun's MRI. I haven't heard anything about surgery. Let me be crystal clear about that. But, so the answer to your question is, I guess it depends on how it looks, where it is, what position you're playing, where you are in the season. A lot of times you see these surgeries that they get done late in the year or in the off season when a team is either out of it or in the off season. The guy says, I'd rather just miss the spring and be good by training camp.
Will they be in, you think, on a receiver?
I don't know that there's going to be one. I mean, I don't know. The problem, you're talking about closer to the trading deadline?
Yeah.
I mean, if this stuff lingers and we see who's available, I mean, a lot of guys might be, you know, on competitive teams right now, and then not so much once we get closer to the trading deadline. I mean, we saw that with Demaryius Thomas last year. So I don't know, man. We'll see as we get closer.
I worry so much about, you know, that there's such a different offense without Deshaun. I mean, you just saw for one game, you saw the explosiveness up and down the field. And, you know, listen, Alshon's terrific. And I don't mean to diminish his role at all. But, man, having a guy that can run through a cover two, man, that just makes your offense go.
Yeah. But there's not a lot of those guys out there. That's the problem.
I know.
You know, the speed guys Kansas City's got two of them. That is frightening. Downright frightening. They got Tyreek Hill and this kid Mecole Hardman.
Yeah, Hardman's unbelievable.
How did he last that long in the draft?
And he knows those guys, man. Look, give the common denominator of guys who of he draft. Like Deshaun Jackson was. I mean, how did he last in the second round?
But the minute the Chiefs drafted Hardman, everybody and their mother said, "Oh, there's Tyreek Hill's replacement."
Yeah.
So everybody knew.
Yeah, right away. Why would you? I don't know why that kid lasted. I thought the same thing. Like because I even sent a message to the big guy and went, "Dude, you just that's a great pick."
But then when it happens, you know, immediately you already know. As soon as it happens, you know, oh my, that dude is definitely going to go there and he's going to tear it up. You know, immediately.
Yeah, you knew it. I know. It's unbelievable.
But the team before didn't know, whoever it was.
No, but it's so weird. I'm with you. You know, those guys are such a premium. You just look at a Carson. By the way, and Mike Garofalo joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline. Carson, no ill effects from that vicious hit he took?
Other than being sore? I'm sure he's a little sore. I haven't heard anything other than that. It's funny because Mac Collins, we were talking to him today, and he was talking about the play that Wentz made where he was almost down the other night. He threw it to Hollins.
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, you're looking around, you see him, and he's there getting like broken back. That's the way he described it because he was getting bent as he was getting hit. And after everybody dispersed, I said, "Hey Mac, Carson broken back." I said, "A little too soon for that." He started laughing. He goes, "Yeah, I know. Like, as soon as he said it, he knew." Yeah, I'm telling you. Everything I gather is nothing structural from what I hear. But, you know, listen, again with the playing style, right? If you're going to do that, you're going to take chances. You're going to take shots. You just hope that he can hold up.
So do you think the new trend in the league is going to be these Wednesday walkthroughs?
It was yesterday. And it's funny because, you know, it happened and then Frank Reich decides he's not going to do it. I mean, I don't know. I just found it really coincidental that
so
two teams on the same day decided it.
Right?
I mean, it's possible that those guys saw it from afar and said, you know what, that's a good idea, let's do it.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Did Frank look at what Doug did and said, you know what, that's a good idea.
I go back and forth with this stuff because, you know, you'll talk to a coach who says we don't get enough practice time during the spring.
Yeah, they hate
and then,
it, yeah.
And yeah, but then that same coach will cancel the last OTA to go take the guys to the arcade.
Right.
And then these guys say we don't have enough padded practices during the season, and then they're slowing them down. I mean, look, he had to do it.
Yeah,
they were so banged up, and plus, you know, it was a Sunday game, but it was a late Sunday game.
Right.
So, you know, it's a little bit of a shortened week. They didn't get back home until 4 a.m. I think on Sunday. So I get why he did it. I don't think it was that big of a controversy as some folks were trying to make it out. And I think it's smart. And listen, Reich and Peterson are both former players. So if anybody's going to understand.
That's their strength. Their strength is exactly that. They know. They deal with players. They know what makes them tick. And that's certainly Doug's strength is talking to having those players and then communicating with those guys. Interesting. It's just. It's the league so fascinating. I almost need you for like a whole hour. You're so busy. I could talk to you all day, man.
Well,
how's my little niece?
She's good. If I could show you the traffic that I'm in right now, you might have me for an hour. I just got off the 14 exit on the turnpike, and we are bumper to bumper, bro.
Oh, that's ugly. Yeah, no, I know that traffic well, brother. That is some ugly traffic. You're the best, man. Thank you. We'll be watching NFL Network, Mike Garofolo. Follow Mikey on Twitter. He is the greatest.
And on game day morning, well, we got Good Morning Football Weekend on Saturday from 9 to noon. So check us out there. And then I'll be on the sideline for Eagles Lions for game day morning on Sunday.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. The best. You're going to stay at Mom and Dad's?
On Sunday night before I drive down to Washington. So I told them that. Today and they were excited.
You're actually going to be at a hotel on Saturday? Are you going to come up in the day, the morning?
I'll drive down Sunday morning. My wife's taking me out Saturday night. She's taking me out.
No way.
Well, it's a special day.
My man. It's beautiful. Mikey, is that your 4-0?
3-9.
3-9. Oh, my God. Happy birthday, my boy. That's awesome, brother.
I feel sick, though, right now.
No, you don't. You look great. The hell out of here.
I
love you,
brother.
Listen, have a great night. Enjoy your birthday, man.
All right, kid. Thanks very much, buddy.
Here he is, Mike Garofolo on the Comcast Business Hotline. We'll come back just a moment live from Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, quick one tonight. We got Flyer hockey coming up in just a moment. Flyers Boston in the preseason game. So Flyers and Bruins. All right, a couple games tonight in the NFL. It's not pretty. It's Jalen Ramsey's Jaguars at home against the Titans. Now, a couple things you should know if you want to party. We're here at Parks Casino, and you can go to parxcasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN and get a great, great deal. You get your $500 free bet, the whole thing. Or you come here to the sports book. But if you're going to play the game, just know that I like Jacksonville. And I know people go, Jacksonville? Ew, Tennessee's a better team. Jacksonville's going to win this game. And they're going to win it outright. They're a slight dog, 1.5 catching. There are, and be careful with the total. I know everybody likes to go over, but I would stay away from it if I were you because it's 38.5, so it's hard to go under 38.5. But there's cross winds tonight, pretty heavy, 10 to 15 mile an hour winds, which always, when you get cross winds, it's always tough to throw the football. So just be careful there. I think Jacksonville in a close game toughs it out. And in college, I like Tulane against Houston. Tulane is laying 4.5 against Houston. So you're going to laugh when you got Tulane. No, they're a good football team. They're coached well. They're a good. It's in a good spot. So I like Tulane. For what it's worth, Tulane, they're not great. Great game. Sunday is going to be interesting. Two 20-point-plus favorites here at Parks Casino. The Cowboys, 21.5-point favorites against the Dolphins. And I would suggest to lay it. And, of course, New England. And you watch the Jets, how bad they are. 22.5-point favorite at home against the Jets. I don't ever remember a team being through the week where there were two 20-plus favorites on the card. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. But it's not a great one next week, but it's an interesting one. We'll have some more picks for you. The Eagles line is down to 5.5 in some places. It's 6.5 here at Parks and down to 5.5 at some places. So you can check it out. The game of the week is going to be Kansas City and Baltimore. And Kansas City's a 6.5-point favorite against Baltimore. That's the early one. We got the Eagles game 1 o'clock, so we're not going to be watching that. And then in college, some fun games this week. It's a real good card. Michigan and Wisconsin is a great game. Wisconsin is a 3-point favorite. That's an early game. It's a noon start. I kind of like Wisconsin, man. Wisconsin's a really good team. And, then, of course, I can't wait for tomorrow night. Great game, Georgia and the Irish. Notre Dame, Georgia. Georgia's 14.5 right here at Parks. Notre Dame's got a plucky offense. I think that game's going to be high scoring. Anyway, listen, we are done here at Parks. Thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned. Flyers hockey coming up next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.